Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. Luma helps the transportation and logistics industry save lives through our award-winning connected learning platform, because we believe that we are connected, and when you are, you can reduce risk, spark change, and learn with purpose. And that is why we are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. I'm not your host, but I get to introduce your host. Your host is actually Dr. Gina Anderson. Dr. Gina, you are the CEO of Luma Brighter Learning. You are no stranger to podcasting. You are well-loved in this ecosystem because you have also been the host of the I Love Learning podcast, of which you have created a huge network of existing listeners and great guests. But Dr. Gina, congratulations on this new show.
Oh, thank you so much, Josh. I'm so excited to really leverage the network and really showcase others in the industry who are doing just amazing work, because it's so important for us to continue to move the industry forward.
Yeah. And so Dr. Gina, so obviously you have a wonderful train that's moving with the I Love Learning podcast, and On the Frontline is a little bit different. Do you mind maybe just talking about the two podcasts and what this podcast is in particular?
Yeah, for sure. I started the I Love Learning podcast because there was a real need in the industry, because drivers and workers were saying they were depressed. And through those conversations, it became very clear to me that there were individuals, obviously, in the industry who were doing some amazing things to change these individuals' lives. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to create a new podcast to really highlight those trailblazers who are really making, leading with purpose and really making a change for organization workplaces to make them better. So it's really an award show, to be honest, because I want to celebrate them. And I have actually a special surprise for everyone that gets to come on my show.
Oh, and this show really is just such a natural extension of the work you do. Do you mind maybe sharing just a little bit about what you do with Luma Brighter Learning?
Yeah, so we're a learning company and we really build connections by our connected learning platform. And we work in the supply chain ecosystem, so transportation, logistics, construction, to name a few. But we really want to bring people together with learning. And most of the time, Josh, people think learning is just disseminating content. And we know that building authentic connections for meaningful life change takes so much more. And so that's what we do at Luma.
Yeah. And so, Dr. Gina, I would imagine in your work, you've heard some of these stories, and these stories are likely going to be featured in this show. What would be some examples of just bright leaders that you've worked with that do, like, they're heart-centered, like they truly care about the people in their world, that they get to impact the daily lives. They've created this culture. They truly, I think it's, and I'm stumbling over my words a little bit here, but I think my point is, it's very easy to give lip service and put a poster on the wall talking about how much you care and, oh, we're family here. It's another thing entirely to live those principles. Do you mind talking about those values a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. For example, we work with individuals who live every day wanting to be present in the moment and listen to their employees or their drivers and hear what they have to say, specifically what's on their mind. Look, if a driver or an employee goes to work and they're stressed out, they're not going to be safe. And so these leaders exemplify really understanding the difficulties that come with life, and they don't ignore it. They lead with empathy. They lead with compassion. They lead with love, and they're really heart-filled, centered leaders and servant leaders, to be honest with you, because they want to serve their organizations to have better outcomes. I have a specific example. One of the leaders that we work with, there was a driver who his entire life, he had his daughter who had to teach him because he spoke Punjabi, and he was able to leverage the Luma Connected platform to deliver all the learning in Punjabi. And he stood, and that's a safety. If you can't learn in your own language, that, impacts the quality of your life and how you engage with others. And this specific driver stood in the lobby and was crying and said that this other leader changed his life because it was the first time in his life he wasn't going to have his daughter help him. And that's powerful.
Gina, I think that there are many leaders, many of us as leaders, who we want that. We want to have that experience. And I think it's really easy to want that. And maybe for whatever reason, because we're just so busy with so many other responsibilities and so many other worries, that some of this stuff gets left behind. And I know that's one thing that you have been able to do with your clients, is to instill that. But what I'm thinking about with this podcast, and as we continue talking about what this podcast is and who this podcast is for, I think a lot of times we can become inspired by specific actions that other leaders are taking and say, you know what? We could do that. That's a brilliant idea. And I really see this podcast as a showcase of all of these brilliant ideas and these, where we take those values, we take those philosophies, and we put them, we actually get the rubber to meet the road, and we actually do the work.
Absolutely. That's where learning comes from, right? Seeing new perspectives and how people actually implement that. Because it's one thing to say that you can do these things, and it's another thing to actually build a safer, smarter workplace and really spark transformation through learning and innovation and connection. And so every guest that I have on my show is going to demonstrate how how they do this, the why, like why it's important to them, and how they've demonstrated that transformation at their organization, because we can all learn from that.
We already have a backlog of guests that I know you're currently interviewing already, which is very exciting. To our friend that's listening, they may know someone that would be absolutely perfect to be featured or celebrated on this show. Who are you looking for to have conversations with?
Yeah, I really want to introduce the audience to trailblazers. Those people who are top leaders, maybe they're quiet heroes, maybe they're not the loudest person, but they're really bold change makers who are creating better outcomes for the people who move our world and move their organizations. And really, I want to highlight those people who are the voices who are really shaping the industry. And so people will really want to meet who come on my show for sure, because they are winners.
I love it. Okay, so to our friend that's listening, here's what you do if you know someone that should be a guest on the show, or maybe you might be a great fit here. So you go to learningwithgina.com, and then you click on podcast, and then there, Dr. Gina, folks will see both of your podcasts and all of the podcast work that you're doing, and not just on podcasts, but of course all over social media and all over YouTube as well. But you will see a link for the On the Front Line show, and you will find a link that says apply to be a guest. Just click that link, hit the application, and Dr. Gina, I'm sure you're as eager as I am to share that story, celebrate the true givers out there. And I almost see this show as a bit of a, almost like a showcase of great places to work, if I'm being kind of
Yes,
like,
that's
kind of
kind
where
of
my brain is
true,
going on
right?
this.
Yes, absolutely. If you have an outstanding, ordinary person that's leading, that is someone you want to follow because they have a giving heart and they want to connect with you and they lead with love and empathy. So yeah, absolutely, I'd want to work for this leader, these leaders.
I love it. Dr. Gina Anderson, CEO of Luma, Brighter Learning, the website learningwithgina.com. And Dr. Gina, you have a separate website for Luma, right?
Yeah, it's lumabrighterlearning.com. It's
That's
really
what I thought.
easy. Yep, absolutely.
LumaBrighterLearning.com. And on each of those pages, you can find a link to the podcast, where you'll find, again, to our friend that's listening, find On the Front Line. To our listener, please hit subscribe right now. Success leaves clues, and modeling knowledge, I think, is just so impactful when you can hear those great ideas. And if all you did was just listen to all of these episodes and you keep on listening each week, you are likely going to be a transformatively different company if you truly care about the people that you get to work with. So I'm so excited for the good, Dr. Gina, that you provide in the world to our friend. Please apply. Please share this podcast and let's find those great leaders out there that are extolling these virtues. Dr. Gina, with that, I'm gonna get out of your chair and let you get back into the host chair, and I'm gonna hit subscribe, and I can't wait to listen to our very next episode.
Awesome. Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show, and use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode, and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.